Now, care homes, as you know, massive issue on the Nolan programme over the last 2 weeks. Vivian contacted the show. Her mother is in the Sleavemore Nursing Unit in Derry/Londonderry, which cares for patients with advanced dementia. The home is due to close at the end of this month, and Vivian is upset at the consultation process, here we go again, and wants the Health Minister, Edwin Poots, to intervene. She also fears her mother's health will be affected if she is forced to move. I spoke to Vivian earlier, and she began by telling me about her mum.
My mum is currently one of six remaining residents in Sleavemore Nursing Unit, which has been closed on May the 31st. My mum has been there for 7 years, and indeed all of the remaining residents have been there for a considerable length of time. Now, Sleavemore Nursing Unit is a specialist 18-bed unit which provides care and treatment for adults who have got severe dementia with challenging behaviour.
And that's what your mother has?
That's what my mum has. And I must say at this point, the care provided by the staff in Sleavemore is absolutely excellent.
So what have you been told is happening?
Right. The residents in Sleavemore, obviously, as I said, are in the advanced stages of dementia. Rumours had been circulating for approximately 1 year Sleavemore was going to close. Family members had been commenting that no maintenance was being carried out for some time. There had been no new admissions for months. And it appeared, in general, the building was being run down, which on reflection would be in keeping with a decision to close. Now, on the 6th of February this year, the relatives of all families in Sleavemore were contacted and invited to come to a meeting the following day, 24 hours notice. At this meeting, the families were informed by representatives from the Trust that Sleavemore Nursing Unit was to close in March. In fact, the date, 12th of March, at one stage was provided.
March when? March next year?
March past.
So what happened?
Well, we were advised to start looking for alternative homes within a matter of weeks.
And the no consultation? No asking? No talking it through with residents?
No, absolutely none. This is the first time we were told. Now, the reason provided for the closure was as follows. Following an inspection during January by Requia, who are the Regulation and Quality Improvement Authority, it was decided that the model of care being delivered in Sleavemore was similar to nursing home care and therefore required the Trust to register as a nursing home, and it meant making amendments to the sizes of some bedrooms and a few other more cosmetic things. When the families approached Requia about this and asked why, now bearing in mind Sleavemore was opened for almost 20 years, why they had inspected Sleavemore at this point, they replied that they had just happened to be carrying out an inspection in Waterside Hospital, and it was then that they discovered about the existence of Sleavemore.
So they claimed they didn't know it existed?
Correct.
Now, for the 20 years beforehand, they didn't know it existed. And then
yeah.
I know.
I mean,
what impact is this going to have on your mum? Will she understand she's been moved?
Will she understand? I could answer that question by telling you, and then I'll give you a little bit of more insight into the patients. My mum, during one of the follow-up meetings that we had with Requia and the Trust, during the meeting, some of the residents were sitting in an adjoining room, and my mum started to sob her heart out and cry, "They're throwing us out. They're throwing us out." Now, the residents in Sleavemore are in advanced stages of dementia. There are only six remaining. These are people who have no voice, they're extremely frail, and they have to move from, you know, what has been for them their home for 7 years. This will be extremely detrimental to their health and well-being.
Which trust is this doing this?
The Western Trust.
Have the Western Trust sat down with you as your mother's representative and asked you how you feel about this?
Never. They are just continuously urging us now. I feel pressurised into finding a suitable home for my mother, and because of
you've been given no choice, you've been given no opportunity to feed into a consultation process?
What they actually have done recently has started producing lists of nursing homes. for us to choose from. They have suggested that we should choose sooner rather than later because our families could be moved away as far as Oma.
Which is how far away?
What, 30-something miles, I would estimate.
You've seen the health minister. As a result of that lady, Jean Faulkner, yes, who was on the Nolan television show, yes, you have seen the health minister give his personal guarantee to this country that elderly residents would not be treated in this way, that they would be spoken to, that their relatives would be spoken to, that there would, yeah, be consultation before anything happened. And the fact that we're moving people, if we are moving people as a society, if he's moving people, he will make sure it is done in partnership. Has there been any, yeah, partnership with you?
No. We have lobbied for some time, you know, to get a meeting with Mr. Pitts. And after two refusals, he finally agreed to grant us a meeting last week. Now, we are still waiting, obviously, to get a date. But bear in mind, the 31st of May is looming and it's getting closer.
They've already set the date?
Yes, the date was set.
In, yeah, 22 days' time?
Correct, yeah.
And Pooch still hasn't met you yet?
No.
Has any representative from the Western Trust met you yet?
No, just, you know, the past meetings that we have had with our legal representative, we have met with the trust on two occasions. This has come way back, you know, March time. But they're still saying closure on the 31st of May. Now, Stephen, we are obviously extremely worried. It would be very, very detrimental to the health of these patients. They're very, very frail. And all research shows that, you know, things like changes of environment and changes of carers can have a very, very detrimental effect on people with dementia, particularly those people who are in the advanced stages, as our families are.
Has the Western Trust tried to facilitate showing you the alternative places of accommodation? Have they gone on any trips with you?
They haven't gone on any trips. They have given us a list of homes to choose from. And, you know, they get the social workers to be in touch with us about choosing a home.
But beyond a list, have they tried to facilitate any visits to where your mother, where her alternative would be?
Certainly not to my knowledge, no. They have told us on numerous occasions that there is, you know, very robust policies and procedures in place, but we, the families, haven't found any evidence of that. Now, there has been a few families who have been pressurised and did move on, and we have been in touch with them, and they have voiced a lot of concerns about the well-being, you know, the general well-being of their loved ones.
Why, what are they saying?
You know, a lot of them has, well, a few of them certainly has encountered problems to do with medication, to do with falls, and, you know, just general well-being.
My goodness. What do you think's going to happen to your mum if she's forced to move against her will and against your will?
My mum is very, very frail. And as I said, she's in the advanced stages of her dementia. I would honestly fear the worst for her general health and well-being. I don't even want to think about it.
What do you say to Minister Poots this morning?
Please with you, let our family stay. Sleavemore Nursing Unit is an excellent unit. These people need this unit. More people will need this unit. Keep it open. Have some compassion. Come and visit our families and see for yourself.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be staying across just what consultation happens with you and your family. And you and I'll be back in touch. And I'll get on that Department of Health right now and find out what on earth is going on, okay?
Okay, and thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, we did that. The Department of Health spokesman has said the minister hopes to have the opportunity to meet with a small group of family members of Sleavemore residents at Stormont in the coming weeks to discuss their concerns. Well, I'll tell you what, if Edmund Poots is meeting them in the coming weeks, it should really be, shouldn't it, within the next 2 weeks, because it closes, Mr. Poots, it closes in less than 3 weeks' time. And all of this consultation that we hear about, so there's the residents were told in March, and it's to be closed by the end of May. 2 months. Rushing elderly people again within 2 months. Is the Department of Health going to let this happen once again? Now, this isn't transforming your care. This is a different issue. But again, we're back to a similar aspect of this, which is our elderly, vulnerable people being moved out of what they perceive and their families perceive to be a safe location, and they're given weeks' notice. The Western Trust have issued a statement to us, and they have said that Sleavemore Nursing Unit is essentially a hospital ward located in the community. They say that it was inspected by the RQIA in January 2013 to determine the registration status of the facility. Well, I would have thought it should have been inspected a long time before that, but let's park that for a start. They say the outcome of the assessment was that the model of care at the facility was no different to that delivered at a nursing home. The current environment, they say, does not meet the required nursing home standards, could not be made to do so. In addition, the Western Trust commissions all nursing home care, they say, through the independent sector. This is standard practice. They then say the Trust has met with relatives of patients in the unit on a number of occasions following the inspections to explain these outcomes and to engage with them. We confirmed in March, they say, that the unit will close on or before the end of May 2013.